The Writer's Digest Guide to Magazine Article Writing. By Michelle Ruberg. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Writer's Digest Guide to Magazine Article Writing by Michelle Ruberg is a comprehensive guide for writers who want to write magazine articles. It covers the basics of writing, from researching and pitching ideas to crafting compelling stories and getting published. The book also provides advice on how to market yourself as a writer, including tips on networking and building relationships with editors. Ruberg begins by discussing the importance of research in article writing. She explains that it's essential for writers to understand their topic before they begin writing, so they can craft an accurate story that resonates with readers. She then moves into pitching ideas, which involves finding the right publication for your story and presenting it in a way that will capture an editor's attention. Next, Ruberg dives into the actual process of writing an article. She outlines techniques such as using vivid language and creating strong leads that draw readers in. Additionally, she discusses ways to make sure your work stands out from other submissions, including avoiding clichés or overused phrases, and offers advice on how best to revise your work. Finally, Ruberg addresses marketing strategies for writers looking to get published more often or build their portfolio. This includes tips on networking with editors at publications you'd like to write for, as well as developing relationships with them through social media platforms like Twitter or LinkedIn. Overall, The Writer's Digest Guide to Magazine Article Writing is an invaluable resource for any aspiring magazine writer looking for guidance on how best to approach this type of writing. With its clear instructions and helpful advice from experienced professionals in the field, this book is sure to help anyone take their article writing skills up a notch. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Understand your audience. It is important to understand who your audience is and what they are looking for in an article before you begin writing. This will help you craft an article that is tailored to their interests and needs. Main idea number 2. Research your topic. Researching your topic thoroughly is essential to writing a successful article. Make sure to look for reliable sources and use them to back up your claims. Main idea number 3. Choose an appropriate length. Different magazines have different requirements for article length, so make sure to choose an appropriate length for the magazine you are submitting to. Main idea number 4. Write a compelling lead. The lead of your article should be interesting and engaging, and should draw the reader in. Main idea number 5. Use an appropriate tone. The tone of your article should be appropriate for the magazine you are submitting to. Main idea number 6. Structure your article. Structure your article in a way that is easy to follow and makes sense to the reader. Main idea number 7. Use subheads. Subheads are a great way to break up your article and make it easier to read. Main idea number 8. Use quotes. Quotes can be a great way to add credibility to your article and make it more interesting. Main idea number 9. Use examples. Examples can help to illustrate your points and make them easier to understand. Main idea number 10. Use visuals. Visuals such as photos, charts, and graphs can help to make your article more engaging. Main idea number 11. Write a strong conclusion. The conclusion of your article should be strong and leave the reader with something to think about. Main idea number 12. Edit and proofread. Editing and proofreading your article is essential to ensure that it is free of errors and reads well. Main idea number 13. Follow submission guidelines. Make sure to follow the submission guidelines of the magazine you are submitting to. Main idea number 14. Understand copyright laws. it is important to understand copyright laws and make sure that you are not infringing on anyone else's work. Main idea number 15. Know your rights. Make sure to understand your rights as a writer and the rights of the magazine you are submitting to. Main idea number 16. Use the right format. Different magazines have different formatting requirements, so make sure to use the right format for the magazine you are submitting to. Main idea number 17. Understand payment terms. Make sure to understand the payment terms of the magazine you are submitting to. Main idea number 18. Network. Networking with other writers and editors can be a great way to get your work published. Main idea number 19. Promote your work. Promoting your work can help to get it noticed and increase your chances of getting published. Main idea number 20. Keep writing. Writing is a skill that takes practice, so keep writing and submitting your work to increase your chances of getting published. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Understanding your audience is essential when writing an article. Knowing who you are writing for and what they want to read will help you create content that resonates with them. It's important to consider the age, gender, interests, and other demographic information of your readers before beginning to write. This will ensure that the topics you choose are relevant and interesting to them. You should also think about how much knowledge or experience your readers have on a particular topic. If it's something they already know a lot about, then you can go into more detail in your article. If not, then keep it simple so as not to overwhelm them with too much information at once. Finally, take some time to research what kind of articles similar audiences have responded well to in the past. This can give you ideas for topics and angles that may be successful with this particular group of people. Main idea number 2. Researching your topic thoroughly is essential to writing a successful article. It's important to look for reliable sources and use them to back up your claims. Start by doing an online search, but also consider looking through books, magazines, newspapers, and other publications that may contain relevant information. Make sure you take notes as you go along so that you can easily refer back to the material when needed. When researching online, be sure to check the credibility of each source before using it in your article. Look for websites with .edu or .gov domains, as these are usually more reliable than those ending in .com or other extensions. Additionally, make sure any articles you reference have been written by reputable authors who have expertise on the subject matter. Finally, don't forget about interviewing experts or people with first-hand experience related to your topic if possible. This can provide valuable insight into the issue at hand and help give readers a better understanding of what they're reading about. Main idea number 3. When submitting an article to a magazine, it is important to choose the appropriate length for the piece. Different magazines have different requirements when it comes to article length, so make sure you are aware of these before submitting your work. For example, some magazines may require articles that are 500 words or less, while others may prefer longer pieces of 1,000 words or more. It is also important to consider the type of content you will be writing about and how much space it needs in order to be effectively communicated. If you are writing a feature story on a particular topic, then you may need more than 500 words in order to provide enough detail and context for readers. On the other hand, if you are writing a short news item, then 500 words might be sufficient. In addition, some magazines have specific guidelines regarding word count that must be followed in order for them to accept submissions. Make sure that you read through any submission guidelines carefully before sending off your work so that there won't be any surprises later on. Choosing an appropriate length for your magazine article can help ensure its success with editors and readers alike. By taking into account both the magazine's requirements as well as what kind of content will best suit your story idea, you can create an effective piece that meets all expectations. Main idea number 4. Are you looking for a way to make your writing stand out? Writing compelling leads is an essential skill for any writer, and can be the difference between a reader continuing on with your article or moving on to something else. In the Writer's Digest Guide to Magazine Article Writing, Michelle Ruberg provides readers with tips and tricks for crafting engaging leads that will draw in their audience. From understanding what makes a good lead to exploring different types of leads, Ruberg offers advice on how writers can create effective openings that will capture the attention of their readers. She also shares examples from successful magazine articles so readers can see firsthand how great leads are crafted. Whether you're just starting out as a writer or have been writing for years, the Writer's Digest Guide to Magazine Article Writing is an invaluable resource that will help you hone your skills and write more compelling pieces. Main idea number 5. When writing for a magazine, it is important to consider the tone of your article. Depending on the publication you are submitting to, the tone should be appropriate and reflect its readership. For example, if you are writing for a business magazine, then an authoritative yet conversational style may be best, whereas if you are writing for a lifestyle magazine, then a more lighthearted and humorous approach might work better. It is also important to remember that magazines have their own unique voice and style. Take some time to familiarize yourself with the publication before beginning your article so that you can ensure your piece fits in with their overall aesthetic. Main idea number 6. When writing an article, it is important to structure your content in a way that is easy for the reader to follow. This means organizing your ideas into logical sections and paragraphs, and using tags to enclose each paragraph. Doing this will help readers quickly understand what you are trying to say and make it easier for them to find specific information within the article. It can also be helpful to use headings or subheadings throughout your article so that readers can easily identify different topics or points of discussion. Additionally, breaking up long blocks of text with images or other visuals can help keep readers engaged and make the overall piece more visually appealing. Finally, when structuring your article, consider how best to end it in order to leave a lasting impression on the reader. A strong conclusion should summarize key points from throughout the piece while providing insight into why these points matter and how they relate back to one another as part of a larger argument or story. Main idea number 7. H2. What are subheads? H2. Subheads are short phrases or sentences that break up the text of an article and provide a visual cue to readers. They help organize the content into logical sections, making it easier for readers to quickly scan and understand the main points. H2. Benefits of using subheads. H2. Using subheads can make your article more readable by breaking up long blocks of text. This makes it easier for readers to find what they're looking for without having to read through every word. Additionally, subheads can draw attention to important points in your article, helping you emphasize key ideas. H2. How to use subheads effectively. Too. When using subheadings, be sure they accurately reflect the content below them. Avoid generic titles like conclusion or summary, as these don't give any indication about what is actually being discussed in that section. Instead, use descriptive words that capture the essence of each section so readers know exactly what information will follow. Main idea number 8. Quotes can be a powerful tool in your writing. They add credibility to your article, provide an interesting perspective, and help break up the text. Quotes also give readers something to think about and reflect on. When used correctly, quotes can make an article more engaging and memorable for readers. When selecting quotes for your piece, look for ones that are relevant to the topic at hand or offer a unique point of view. Additionally, try to choose quotes from people who have expertise in the subject matter you're discussing. Including quotes is also a great way to add variety and interest into longer articles or essays. By breaking up long blocks of text with short snippets from other sources, it helps keep readers engaged throughout the entire piece. Main idea number 9. The idea of using examples to illustrate points and make them easier to understand is an important one. Examples can help readers visualize the concept being discussed, making it more concrete and memorable. For example, if you were writing about how to save money on groceries, you could provide a specific example of how one family saved $50 in a single shopping trip by planning ahead and taking advantage of sales. This would give readers a tangible example that they can relate to and use as inspiration for their own grocery shopping trips. Another way examples can be used effectively is when discussing abstract concepts or ideas. For instance, if you were writing about the importance of self-care, you could provide an example of someone who took time out each day for themselves and experienced improved mental health as a result. This type of real-world illustration helps bring the concept alive for readers so they can better understand its relevance in their own lives. Examples are also useful when providing instructions or step-by-step processes because they allow readers to see exactly what needs to be done at each stage along the way. For instance, if you were teaching someone how to bake cookies from scratch, providing detailed examples with measurements and cooking times would help ensure that your reader gets it right every time. Overall, using examples is an effective tool for helping readers comprehend complex topics or difficult concepts quickly and easily, which makes them invaluable resources for any writer. Main idea number 10. Visuals can be a powerful tool for communicating information in an article. Photos, charts, and graphs are all effective ways to illustrate complex concepts or data sets. They can also help to make your article more engaging by providing visual interest and breaking up the text. When using visuals, it is important to choose images that are relevant and meaningful. For example, if you are writing about a new technology product, include photos of the product itself as well as diagrams showing how it works. If you're discussing trends in the stock market, use charts or graphs to show changes over time. It is also important to consider how visuals will fit into the overall design of your article. Make sure they complement rather than detract from your text. Avoid overcrowding pages with too many images or making them overly large so they take up too much space on the page. Main idea number 11. The idea of creating a strong conclusion to an article is essential for leaving the reader with something to think about. A good conclusion should summarize the main points of the article, while also providing insight into how those points can be applied in real life. It should leave readers feeling inspired and motivated to take action or make changes in their lives based on what they have read. Ultimately, a strong conclusion will help ensure that your article has made an impact on its readers. Writing a strong conclusion requires careful thought and consideration. It's not just about summarizing what you've already written, but rather taking it one step further by offering meaningful advice or insights that will stay with your readers long after they finish reading your piece. By crafting a powerful ending, you can ensure that your work leaves a lasting impression and encourages people to act upon what they have learned. In summary, writing a strong conclusion is key for making sure that your article resonates with its audience. By summarizing the main points of the article while also providing meaningful advice or insights, you can create an effective ending which will leave readers feeling inspired and motivated to take action. Main idea number 12. Editing and proofreading your article is essential to ensure that it reads well and is free of errors. Editing involves reviewing the content for accuracy, clarity, structure, grammar, punctuation, spelling, and other elements. Proofreading focuses on catching any remaining typos or mistakes in grammar or punctuation. It also includes checking for consistency in style throughout the piece. When editing an article, you should consider if all the necessary information has been included, if there are any sections that need to be reorganized, if there are any words or phrases that can be removed without affecting the meaning, and if there are any areas where more detail could be added. You should also check for factual accuracy by verifying sources. Proofreading requires a careful review of each sentence to make sure it reads correctly and makes sense. This includes looking out for incorrect word usage, example, there instead of there, missing words, example, the cat ran quickly, instead of, the cat ran quick, as well as double-checking facts such as dates or names. Main idea number 13. When submitting an article to a magazine, it is important to make sure that you are following the submission guidelines. This includes providing all of the necessary information in your query letter or proposal, such as a brief summary of your article and any relevant background information about yourself. Additionally, you should include samples of your writing if requested by the magazine. It is also important to follow any formatting requirements specified by the magazine. For example, some magazines may require articles to be submitted in a specific font size or style. If this is not followed correctly, it could lead to delays in processing your submission or even rejection. Finally, Make sure that you read through and understand all of the terms and conditions outlined by the magazine before submitting your work. This will help ensure that both parties are on the same page when it comes to rights and payment for published works. Main idea number 14. Understanding copyright laws is essential for any writer. Copyright law protects the rights of authors and creators to their original works, such as books, articles, music, photographs, and other creative works. It gives them exclusive control over how their work is used by others. This means that if you want to use someone else's work in your own writing or other projects, you must get permission from the author or creator first. When using another person's work in your own writing or project, it is important to understand what type of license they have given you. Some licenses may allow you to use a certain amount of material without asking for permission, while others may require that you ask for permission before using any material at all. Additionally, some licenses may require that you give credit to the original author when using their work. It is also important to be aware of fair use laws, which allow limited uses of copyrighted materials without requiring permission from the copyright holder. Fair use includes things like quoting small portions of a book in an article or review; however, it does not include copying large amounts of text verbatim without giving proper attribution. By understanding copyright laws and making sure that you are not infringing on anyone else's work, writers can protect themselves from potential legal issues down the line and ensure that they are respecting the rights of other authors and creators. Main idea number 15. Know your rights. It is important for writers to understand their rights when submitting work to magazines. Writers should be aware of the copyright laws that protect them and their work, as well as any contracts they may sign with a magazine. Additionally, it is important to know what rights the magazine has over your work once you submit it. Many magazines will require exclusive rights or first-time publication rights in order for them to consider publishing your article. It is also essential for writers to familiarize themselves with the submission guidelines of each magazine they are interested in writing for. Each publication will have its own set of rules regarding how articles should be formatted and submitted, so make sure you read through these carefully before sending off your piece. Finally, if you do decide to submit an article, make sure that you keep copies of all correspondence between yourself and the magazine editor. This way, if there are any issues down the line regarding payment or other matters related to your article's publication, you can refer back to this documentation. Main idea number 16. When submitting an article to a magazine, it is important to use the right format. Different magazines have different formatting requirements, so make sure you are familiar with the guidelines of the publication before submitting your work. This includes things like font size and type, line spacing, margins, page numbers, and headers/footers. It is also important to consider how long your article should be. Most magazines will specify their word count requirements in their submission guidelines. If they don't provide this information, then you can contact them directly for clarification. Finally, pay attention to any other instructions that may be included in the submission guidelines, such as whether or not images need to be included or if there are specific topics that should be avoided. Following these instructions carefully will help ensure that your article has a better chance of being accepted by the magazine. Main idea number 17. When submitting your work to a magazine, it is important to understand the payment terms. Different magazines have different policies when it comes to paying for articles. Some may pay upon acceptance of the article, while others may wait until after publication. It is also important to know if you will be paid a flat fee or royalties on any sales that result from your article. It is essential that you read and understand all of the payment terms before submitting your work. Make sure you are aware of any deadlines associated with payments, as well as what type of payment method they use, check, PayPal, etc. Knowing these details ahead of time can help ensure that you get paid in a timely manner. If there are any questions about the payment terms or other aspects related to submitting an article, don't hesitate to contact the magazine's editor directly. They should be able to provide more information and answer any questions you might have. Main idea number 18. Networking with other writers and editors is an essential part of getting your work published. It can help you to build relationships, gain exposure for your writing, and find opportunities that may not be available otherwise. By connecting with other professionals in the industry, you can learn more about what it takes to get published and how to make sure your work stands out from the crowd. When networking with other writers or editors, it's important to remember that these are people who have a lot of experience in the publishing world. They know what works and what doesn't when it comes to getting articles accepted by magazines or journals. Asking questions about their experiences can give you valuable insight into how best to approach submitting your own work. It's also beneficial to join professional organizations related to writing or editing so that you can stay up to date on trends in the industry as well as connect with others who share similar interests. This will allow you to expand your network even further while learning more about the craft of writing. Finally, don't forget that networking isn't just about finding potential publishers, it's also a great way for writers and editors alike to collaborate on projects together. Working together on pieces allows both parties involved access new ideas they might not have thought of before, which could lead them down paths they never would have gone alone. Main idea number 19. Promoting your work is an important part of the writing process. It can help to get your work noticed and increase your chances of getting published. There are a variety of ways you can promote your work, such as submitting it to magazines or journals, attending conferences and networking with other writers, creating a website or blog for yourself, joining online writing communities, and using social media platforms like Twitter and Facebook. When promoting your work, make sure that you have a clear understanding of what type of audience you want to reach. This will help ensure that the right people see it. Additionally, be sure to include relevant keywords in any promotional materials so that potential readers can easily find it when searching online. Finally, don't forget about traditional methods such as sending out press releases or pitching stories directly to editors at publications. These strategies may take more time, but they can be effective if done correctly. Main idea number 20. Writing is an art form that requires practice and dedication. To become a successful writer, you must keep writing and submitting your work to increase your chances of getting published. Writing regularly will help you hone your craft and develop the skills necessary for success in the publishing world. When submitting your work, make sure it is well written and edited. Editors are looking for quality content that stands out from the rest. Take time to research potential publications before sending off submissions so you can tailor each piece to fit their needs. It's also important to be persistent when trying to get published. Don't give up if one submission doesn't get accepted, keep writing and submitting until you find success. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.